This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Oklahoma Republican Congressman Tom Cole. He represents the Sooner State's 4th Congressional District, and he's a member of the House Appropriations Committee. We want to get his reaction today to the majority in the House of Representatives by one vote agreeing to adjourn rather than take up the issue of extending or making permanent some or all of the Bush tax cuts. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, great to be with you, Greg.
Well, the vote here was 210 to adjourn, 209 not to adjourn, and Republicans were joined, not coincidentally, by a lot of moderate Democrats who are in a lot of big trouble in some of their reelection campaigns this year. What's your sense of how this debate went down on the floor? Give our listeners a picture of how it happened.
Well, you know, frankly, this is the culmination of a long line of fiscally irresponsible decisions by the Democratic leadership this year. We had no budget passed for the first time since 1974 when the Budget Act was enacted. We passed almost none of the appropriations bills, all of which were supposed to be done by the 1st of October. And now, on one of the seminal issues, in front of the country, in the middle of a recession, do we extend the Bush tax cuts for every single American? The House of Representatives basically decided to adjourn, go home, and play chicken. So, I think there's a lot of anger and angst and a sense on the floor, certainly by those of us who opposed adjournment, that Congress needs to send a very powerful signal to the private sector and to the job makers and creators in this country that we're going to be working with them instead of against them. I think that's the only way to eventually get the country moving again, get this awful unemployment rate down, and frankly generate the kind of growth that Americans historically have taken for granted but now seems a great risk.
What happened tactically here, do you think, Congressman? Because just a couple of weeks ago, the president was strongly urging Congress to extend all but the top tax bracket tax cuts. And now, all of a sudden, the Congress leaves town for the rest of the campaign season without taking it up at all. Why did they decide not to follow the president's lead here?
Well, I think they're afraid to take a vote. Number one, as you saw in the adjournment tally itself, many Democratic members, whether they see the light or not, certainly feel the heat. And they wanted an opportunity to vote not just for what the president asked for, but to extend tax cuts to every American. We have a letter with over 30 Democratic members signed to try and do that. So I think part of it is raw political calculation on the part of a minority of Democrats that they want the opportunity to send a signal to their voters that they'd learned some lessons. I think the majority leadership, though, just simply didn't want to run the risk of an open vote and a real debate on this issue. They think it's a political winner for them. It's not. The reality is most Americans understand raising taxes in a recession is bad, and most Americans are not anti-business or anti-businessmen, are pro-business. They know that business has to do well in order to create jobs and opportunities for every single American. The fact that the last people to recognize this and still don't recognize it, Democratic leadership, is just amazing to me. It also shows what disarray and disorganization there is on the other side. Again, very similar to the budget vote I mentioned earlier. You only need 218 votes to pass a budget. They have 257 members. They couldn't get 218 of them to actually go on record in favor of the spending priorities of the Democratic majority. I mean, this is a majority that clearly needs to go. It's not willing to govern and make the tough decisions, yay or nay, that majorities ought to make.
Congressman, I remember over the past couple of weeks talking to a couple of your colleagues who said they wanted to see all of the Bush tax cuts extended or actually made permanent, but when offered the president's suggestion of all but the highest tax bracket, they said, no, nothing is better than only some. Were you in that camp, or would some have been better than none?
No, I think the process here is really what disturbed members. I think they all need to be extended, and I think our members are essentially unanimous on that. The real question was, would you be willing to settle for less? What our leadership said is we want an open debate. That is, bring it to the floor. We'll put up our amendment, and if you've got the votes, fine. But if you don't, at least give us an open debate and a fair vote for the American people to see where everybody stands on the issue. The last thing the Democratic majority wants is to have to go on record one way or the other. And I'm from a part of the country that they say the only thing in the middle of the roads are dead armadillos, and you know, that's a cowardly way to do business. We need to put these important issues and vote on them, and then go home and, you know, explain your vote. And that's the last thing Democrats wanted to do.
Not having this vote, what's going to be the impact come November 2nd?
Well, I think basically it means every single Democrat needs to be held responsible for not being willing to tell the American people where they stand on extending the tax cuts in a time of recession. Effectively, they've strengthened the president's hand and his ability to limit the tax cuts, because at the end of the day, if he's not willing to go along with a complete extension, then all he's got to do is veto whatever a new Congress passes. So, this was an act of political cowardice, and I think it ought to have severe political consequences for Democrats who, again, refuse to give the people an up or down vote on this and, you know, left town before our business was done.
We're obviously looking at least six, probably more weeks before Congress is back in session after the midterm elections, and who knows where it'll be on the agenda. At that point, what's the impact on small businesses and the certainty factor that we hear so much about?
Oh, it's tremendous. Look, I am a small business person, or at least I was before I got in Congress, and I can tell you that entrepreneurs who are already looking at incalculable increases in health care costs are now wondering what their taxes are going to be, and they're simply not going to make investments and create jobs and opportunities for people because they don't know what their tax rates are. You can't compute your cost, and the cost of your taxes and the cost of your health care are the two fundamental costs in any business. So literally, I think the failure to act means that we'll have more Americans unemployed. Certainly fewer people will get jobs than would have gotten jobs had we simply sent a signal to the business community, if only for 2 years. This is the tax structure that's in place. You don't have to worry about something in January. Go ahead and begin investing your capital and putting Americans to work. That's what we needed to do. Instead, the uncertainty will mean, you know, if you're not sure what's going to happen, you're not going to spend any money or offer any jobs to people. You're just going to simply wait till the situation clarifies. And Congress could have done the American economy and the American workers an enormous service today, and instead it basically chose not to do that. It just duck and cover and try to talk your way through the difficult election cycle if you're a Democrat.
The president claims he can't afford to extend the top tax bracket tax cuts because that would be $700 billion added to the deficit. Obviously, your party's been very concerned about adding to the deficit, so how do you respond to his concern there?
Well, frankly, if they were that concerned about the deficit, remember, we're going to have over $3 trillion with the tax cuts that are going to be extended. But I would say, fine, put up some spending proposals. We've offered over $120 billion worth of cuts. I think the pledge to America, has a plank in that particular document that says, let's roll back discretionary spending to 2008. That would more than cover all the tax cuts for the next 10 years. So we can offset that with spending cuts, and Republicans would welcome that debate. Democrats don't want to limit tax increases, and they do want to continue to spend, extraordinary amounts of money.
Congressman, we'll have to keep it there. Thank you so much for being with us.
Okay, thank you.
Oklahoma. Bye. Congressman Tom Cole represents his state's 4th Congressional District, member of the House Appropriations Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.